Support for this episode is brought to you by Mrs. Myers. A delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Myers, everything we make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived ingredients, our cleaning products work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. So bring a little bit of the outside inside your four walls and bask in the wonder of a garden from the comfort of home. Mrs. Myers, rooted in goodness. Shop now at MrsMyers.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking little Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Hey, we're back.
We are back, buddy.
It's been a while.
Long, long time.
Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynoldson for episode 12.
Whopping 12 episodes.
Season 6 of Talking Raptors. As always on Raptors Republic. Shout out to those guys. Check out the Raptors Republic app, by the way.
Yeah.
Well done, Zarar. It's pretty sweet.
It's pretty awesome.
And you can hit up their Patreon. Is that what it's called?
Patreon.
Patreon. Patreon. Hit up the Raptors Republic Patreon. Show them some love. We've been away. We've been all over the place.
Load management, buddy.
Exactly.
Getting ready for the playoffs.
Getting ready. That's when it matters. That's when the podcast matters.
That's when it matters.
But you've literally been coast to coast. You were in Moncton.
Yeah.
New Brunswick. And then you were over in Vancouver.
I was in Vancouver.
And I was in Ottawa.
There it is.
And I think that's it, maybe. I don't know. Just haven't been around.
No, I went to Sarnia.
Sarnia, okay. How was that?
It was pretty good.
That's south, right? That's like down by Windsor, kind of?
Yeah.
Ugh. Living the dream.
Nice weather, though.
Of Canadian comedy. Was it?
It was, yeah. It was like 3 degrees. I was not okay. Sick from that. Didn't have to wear boots.
Oh.
Good time, buddy.
Beautiful.
Nice drive.
This time of year, Sarnia.
It's great. Had a nice Ciroc black raspberry vodka that evening.
Whoa.
Great. Yeah, Sarnia treated me good.
What? I didn't know. Okay.
Performing
sure.
At a restaurant called The Big Fish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How was it?
It's pretty good. Pretty good restaurant. They gave us prime rib, which I'm like,
holy shit.
But you're called The Big Fish, so I figured you'd.
Right.
You're a seafood restaurant.
But apparently,
the best meat in Sarnia is at this place. So.
It's called The Big Fish?
It's called The Big Fish.
Makes sense. And they've got that Ciroc, so...
Yeah, no, we brought that ourselves. That definitely, yeah.
Okay.
That was a hotel room beverage. That was...
Amazing. Drake, here's your royalty money.
Your money. He's doing shit with that money, looks
yeah,
like.
Absolutely is. We've got to talk about him in a little bit.
Thing one.
So it's been forever since we've been...
It literally has been a lot of shit.
It was before the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Was our last podcast.
Was it?
Yeah, pretty sure. I remember seeing during the break when they talked to Kawhi Leonard about being in Toronto. He's like, it's amazing, love it, everything. And then he's like, it's just cold.
Bring a jacket, yeah.
I was like, oh, it's over, he's gone.
Yeah.
And we haven't talked about that since.
No.
But
it's getting warmer, though, so that's good.
It is getting warmer, and I'm hoping...
See what happens? You just ignore your problems, and they go away. Like,
just keep pushing them down.
Yeah.
Push them deep.
Suppress that.
Deep down.
You'll be fine, well-adjusted.
Before you know it, you're doing a show in Sarnia. Everything's working
out. At the Big Fish in Sarnia.
At the Big Fish. Well, I guess the biggest thing that's happened in our world... Mm-hmm. Is one of our tweets was featured on the broadcast.
They read it. Hopefully, so, they did not go back and read other tweets.
No.
That was my big fear.
There was a couple of things to this, though, because people have pointed out to us and hit us up on Twitter that Matt Devlin is for sure searching his name on Twitter. Because way back on our last podcast, I pointed out that just randomly, I tweeted he's using no call too much.
Right.
And then he hasn't, I think he's used it once.
Stop
since.
Saying it.
It's
yeah.
been insane. But then this one, this is all you. I don't know what happened. You tweeted, there was the drip.
Rap music shit, man.
Right.
This is new this year. I don't remember this ever happening, but like just like a single song sponsors the game.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's very strange.
The 2 Chainz thing, executive produced by LeBron James. I don't get that. I know I get it. Like you slap a guy's name.
Some marketing shit for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I get that, but it's just, I just don't understand how they're trying to pull that off. To be like, no, yeah, LeBron came in the studio and told us what to keep and what not to.
But 2 Chainz said he did. He's like, I wasn't allowed to smoke weed when he came in the studio.
Really?
Yeah, I played him the shit. He liked what he liked. And Yeah, and there's apparently songs that are bangers that are not on the album because LeBron's like, no.
Really?
Yeah, people don't want to hear this.
The ball? Man.
But the audacity of LeBron James to not make the playoffs and do all this shit is pretty crazy.
That is insane. So that was a 2 Chainz song, but the...
This was Lil Baby and Gunna's Drip Too Hard, which fire. And okay. If you told me, Barry, maybe even 5 years ago, if you're like, man, your favorite rapper is going to be called Lil Baby, I would have laughed my goddamn.
Right.
Fire, though. Dude's fire. Album is awesome. The song is great. But I just kept... Jack just kept talking about dripping too hard. And I was dying of, this is so funny. You got to drip too hard, Matty D. And I was like, so I just tweeted that. I was like, this is the best goddamn day of my life.
Right.
And they read it. And also, I tweeted it with a spelling mistake. And they...
But yeah, they didn't notice it.
No. Well, I didn't notice it.
Like I said, I didn't see it. I don't know where I was. But then phone started blowing up.
Yeah, phone blew the hell up.
Which was great. And then talked to you to find out what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
But then I watched it or someone sent it to me in a text or something. But they didn't even acknowledge the spelling.
Like, no, they read right over it. Like, They're pros, man. They know what they're doing.
Thanks for that, Matty D.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, we've had a tweet featured on the broadcast.
Which is, I thought we were going to get like something.
Didn't happen.
Got...
Nothing happened.
5 more Twitter followers. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome aboard.
And also, Jack Armstrong had no idea who we or the podcast are.
Jack Armstrong's met us a bunch of times, done the podcast twice.
No clue.
We picked up his dry cleaning for him one time.
We did. That's right. The last podcast, we picked up his dry cleaning.
No idea who the hell we are, so.
No. Well, he's a busy man.
Definitely. You know,
he's got a lot of fans. I get it.
Yeah.
But just would have been nice. That's all.
Yeah. We cape hard for Jack.
Right.
Not so much for Matt.
Yeah, so...
That was my big fear. I'm like, please don't go back and read our goddamn tweets.
Maybe he does. Maybe... I don't know, man.
Maybe he's trying to get in our good books.
Here's my question. Do you think Matt Devlin has burner accounts?
Yes.
I think he does, too.
Yes, 100%.
We should research our followers and see if we can
narrow down... I bet you'd be able to find that out.
...a Matt Devlin burner account, because I feel like he's the kind of guy that would have one.
Yeah, he's got, like, Russian trolls, but he's on the internet just...
All right. Well, if anyone can send us any info or research on a Matt Devlin burner account, we, you know, appreciate it.
Start outing people.
But we'll look into it ourselves because we got nothing better to do.
Report suspicious activity on Twitter.
Yeah.
Matt Devlin is great. You're like, who the hell would tweet this?
He did, man. It was weird because he did do the no call thing. He just stopped saying it. And there was something else, too. A couple people hit us up and was like, hey, he's acknowledging that. He's checking Twitter during the game.
For sure.
Mid-game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like part of your job, I guess, is it?
I don't think that's weird. I think it's weird if you're paranoid about what people are saying about you specifically, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I bet you he's not doing RTZ. He's doing
Matt Devlin. Right. Matty D.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been an interesting couple months, though.
We'll see. Hey, man. We got to... We'll test this out more.
And then... Just real quick, though, they did bring back the RTC tweet of the night, RTZ tweet of the night.
Yeah.
But then is it still around?
Well, we didn't win. We didn't win shit.
Because I haven't seen
it. What more do we got to do? We made the broadcast. We didn't. Sent us a t-shirt.
They did it, like, I want to say twice. And then.
Jack didn't even know that, like, the fries thing.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, what is it? He knew it was something. He's like, we still get doing the pizza.
Wow.
Yeah. And Matt was like, yeah, we're doing both.
When I was in Ottawa. People were talking about that, the few Raptors fans I met. But in Ottawa, they have a thing where if the Ottawa Senators score first, they get free fries. Which is, I mean, it seems a lot more likely, but I guess the Senators aren't very good this year.
Right.
And then there was something about in New Brunswick, they just give out free fries on Monday or something. Like, it's like, they're just like, here, guys, have some
fries. We got a lot of, lot of potatoes back here.
We're all in this together. We're out here in Moncton, you know?
Get it in ya.
Yeah, just enjoy. I think the tweet of the night's gone. Like, I think it literally lasted two games.
Yeah, but he, you know, MLSC, got to keep those pockets tight.
Anyway, hey.
You have to give Kawhi a shit ton of money.
Yeah. We've been on TV. That's all I got to say. So at the end of the day.
With a spelling mistake. Like,
with a spelling mistake.
Perfect for talking Raptors.
That is very on brand, actually.
100%.
At the end of the day, we're still in need of sponsorship.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy and Ryan at the Keg, I don't know why you're not replying.
What? No one from the Keg is hitting us up.
They get shout out every day. The Jack's on the air.
When was the last time you went to the Keg?
Within the year, I've been.
Yeah.
The Keg Mansion.
In 2019?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Wait, I want to say like November.
Like the school year.
October.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. The Keg Mansion's near my place. But you know what's interesting?
I've never been to the Keg Mansion. Is it haunted?
It is haunted, I think.
Right.
It's very cool. It's an awesome facility, but the food's not as good as other kegs for some reason.
Ghosts, man.
I mean, it's good because, you know.
It's a keg.
Yeah, but it's just, it's not the best out of other Toronto ones.
Right.
Interestingly.
Thing two.
So we had originally planned to record this on Tuesday.
Hey, we did it.
Listen, we did it. We were a little inebriated.
A little.
And
a couple Stella Artois were flowing.
It just didn't go well. So we're redoing this. This is Thursday. And at the time of recording Tuesday, right before, Serge Ibaka released a preview clip of him talking to Kawhi Leonard for an upcoming... Would you eat this? No.
How hungry are you?
My bad.
Would you eat this is also equally fine.
No disrespect, Mr. Ibaka. I'm sorry I got that wrong. But anyway, it's him talking to Kawhi Leonard. He's like, hey, just so are you staying for next season? And then that's the clip.
Mm-hmm.
At the time of recording this, Thursday afternoon, the full thing hasn't been released yet.
Yeah, we just checked. It's not out yet.
So, first of all, Serge Ibaka is an absolute genius when it comes to media marketing and teases. This guy could run any number of channels.
He popped off on Marquise Chris. His name's in the media. Hey, my show's coming back. Also asking all the questions that you want to know, but not really asking those questions. Here we are.
Amazing.
Yeah, genius.
Absolute genius. Get this guy a full-time job as soon as he's retired. It was interesting because a couple people I heard were like, oh, I can't believe you put him on the spot like that. I can't believe you would do that.
People are just stupid.
It's for sure Kawhi was in on it, 100%.
Yeah, you don't... Serge is not a goddamn breaking journalist.
No.
It's Wolf Blitzer over here. No, he's playing basketball. He's like, we're going to do this funny thing for my show. They're buddies, you know? And Kawhi's like, sure, man, I'll stare at you weird. And
I believe it was during the All-Star break that Leonard was saying how much he likes Serge Ibaka and he just jokes around and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this was all pre-planned.
100%.
Like, there's no way this was not...
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, if you're waiting... Imagine we're wrong. Imagine he's like, yeah, man, actually happy to take this opportunity and say, I love Toronto, I'm going to be here for life.
Yeah.
Put that on your YouTube, baby.
Yeah, or he says no. He's like, I've actually been talking with the Clippers.
Maybe his Uncle Dennis comes in and shuts it down. No, he's not eating that shit either. Are you fucking crazy?
That'd be amazing. Just peels out in his Ford Bronco. Go fuck yourself, all of you. Speaking of Serge Ibaka, though, made his return Wednesday night against OKC. I didn't see the game. You saw the game?
Yes.
You look okay?
He didn't look great.
You didn't kick the shit out of anybody?
No, he didn't. But he also got out-rebounded.
That's too bad.
It was actually insane.
Really?
Yeah, it was like times they were getting like four chances at the ball. I was like, this is fucking nuts.
Oh, God. I did like the punch he threw that got him suspended.
If he connected with that, that's the part. Like, Serge will fight anybody.
And he looks like he knows how to fight. Like,
yeah.
I would say 99.9% of basketball players don't know how to fight.
Right.
He looks like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Him and James Johnson.
Well, I think James Johnson's the next level shit.
Because he's got the martial arts training, right?
Yeah. Like, that's, you don't, like, that's, Serge is just a big dude and will fight you. And probably, you know, did some boxing to stay fit.
Something, yeah.
James Johnson will kill you. Like, he'll fucking kill you. Yeah.
He'll throw punch you.
Yeah, it's not even really be a fight. Like, it's some, like, rush hour, like, which one of y'all kick me shit? Like, how did this happen to me?
Yeah, that's fair.
Roundhouse kick your whole head off, man. You know?
I just got to say, though, this year compared to last year, I love Serge Ibaka far more.
I don't even think anyone's talking about that. Like, we should talk about that more. Serge has been friggin' amazing.
Been amazing. He looks like he knows how to fight. He's dropping gems on the internet.
Yeah.
The guy's...
He's a content creator.
He's an influencer.
Yeah, but he's
an influencer. He's handsome as fuck.
Yeah, he's an Instagram thought as well. Like, he's a renaissance man.
It really chef. Is. Yeah, he's a chef.
Model.
For God's sakes. This is the franchise. This is our guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, he's keeping Kawhi Leonard happy. What more do we... Who's the team MVP? He's the real MVP.
Yeah, I know.
Serge Ibaka.
Ultimate glue man.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. That's good. And then one last thing surrounding fights. While we're away, somebody tweeted us a video of a fight that went down in the stands at Scotiabank Arena during a game.
Bunch of losers.
I was just like, yo, do you know how much money? And it was up in the 300s where we are. That's where we hang. You know, yeah, that's where the real people are.
That's our shit, man.
Do you know how much money we all have got to pay to be up there?
Oh, yeah.
And you got, even if you're, A, if you're in the fight, that's the worst. But B, if you're just beside it, you're like, are you kidding me? We got to watch these fucking...
There's like kids and shit around.
Yeah.
But if I'm at a Raptors game and someone fights and spills my $12 fucking beer...
Lose my mind.
I would snap.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't fight anybody. I would write a letter or something. Someone's getting a strongly worded Instagram comment.
Yeah, security's getting called.
I'll find you.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, who are we? We're just a couple of idiots. But if why? I just don't get why you would throw down.
But did you watch the clip? Right?
Yeah.
Like it was one dude against the five.
Like,
but
five.
The one dude started it.
Right.
Right. Like, he hammered. Yeah. He sat down. He's like, "Yo, I'm gonna punch this guy in the back of his fucking head."
Yeah.
And then missed him. And then.
And then just shit went down.
Just got dummied.
Yeah. One of the things I was happiest about at the end of high school. I was like, oh, okay, fighting should
fight
be
nobody,
done now.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, man.
Because that was all in high school. I was just like, every day I was like, I'm just not going to get my ass kicked today.
Terrified.
They're just head down, you know?
Going home.
Not getting the shit kicked out of me.
Grade 9, me and my buddy ran home every day after school.
Yeah.
Because initiation was a thing. We're like, that's
buddy. Yeah.
I was like 5'1 at that time. I'm like, I'm getting
the fuck
out of here.
Same. Fucking boogie out. And then after high school, you're like, hey, I made it.
I'm a grown man now.
And now it's happening.
And you go to one club and you're like, oh no, this is real now. They're throwing bottles at this shit.
Don't touch anyone's shoes. Yeah.
This is grown man fighting.
I guess if you have to fight, wait till after the game at the very least for the love of God, please.
You know what I didn't look at? What jersey he was wearing.
He did have a jersey on.
Was it a Kawhi jersey? And it was a new jersey. It was probably a Kawhi jersey. I'm hoping we get all these like new fans just because the team is. I mean, we say that every year. We always get new fans because the team is cool. They're super cool this year.
I would think so.
I mean, a bunch of these psychos coming to games.
Oh, well, now I just went to check out the link and the video's gone.
The fight video?
The fight video. So can't really tell, but can't we all just get along? You know?
Yeah, man. Don't you know that guy drove from Cornwall, fucking had 15 beers, and like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. And also, is it like? If this were like, you know, the Mike James era of Raptor, beat the shit out of each other.
Fight in the stands, yeah.
You know what I mean? What else? There's nothing else to do.
Oh, yeah.
But the team's actually good now.
Bring back the Sprite Zone and you got to fight for a seat. $13 and you can sit.
Kick the shit out of each other.
Hard as you can punch.
We'll get it sponsored by MMA and fucking Tap Out.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Done.
Blake Griffin went at someone, a fan, yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
He didn't hit anybody, but right. He definitely fucking, it was a thing. Kerfuffle. Fans are fucked though. Like
they really are.
Racist motherfuckers is insane.
It's
craziness, man.
It's surreal. Like it's just you can't even imagine it's still happening.
Buddy, it's wild. I never thought like I would be alive long enough to see Nazis come back. This is fucking insane, dude.
Yeah. And then the two guys that got banned from the OKC arena, I believe it was, for
Utah.
Oh, it was Utah.
Yeah, the guy and his wife and the one with Russ.
Yeah, with Westbrook. Yeah. That was Utah? Of course it was. I was going to say, because even after the game yesterday, like, man, you just watch OKC and it's just all white people.
Yeah.
It's just all
same
old,
with Utah. Yeah.
Same with Utah. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just all, it's like a horror movie. Like you're just like,
and it's all like older rich white people.
Yeah, yeah, just like silver foxes
for sure. And they're like, yeah, this is I'm at the goddamn Coliseum. You fucking bring out the tiger. Let's see this guy fucking die.
Are you not entertained?
A thing three
at time of recording this right now. If the playoffs were to start, the Raptors would be playing the Brooklyn Nets. as of Thursday afternoon. I'm good with that.
Did you see that young man?
Which one? D'Angelo?
Did you see what he did? Like the biggest comeback in Nets history? He dropped 27 in the fourth.
He's amazing.
That. Nuts, man.
He's great.
I wanted this kid to be awesome, but then he did that the snitch shit in L.A. I'm like, okay, bro, I can't. I just as a man, I can't. I can't condone this.
Yeah, no, that's fair. But I
he's so fire.
As amazing as he is, and the Brooklyn Nets are very fun to watch because they all try, and it's a good team.
Yeah,
they're a great team. I don't want to see the Detroit Pistons though, just based on.
I think the world wants that though. Like dude,
that karma that this,
but we can't if we're scared of fucking Detroit, that's a problem,
dude. It's just the universe, man. If this
that's insane.
If this Raptors team were to lose to Dwayne Casey's Detroit Pistons in the first, you'd just be like, of course they did.
Yeah, I know.
Of course they did.
I know.
You know, like that's.
But it's almost what should happen. Like you should beat them. And then that's how you conquer that demon there forever.
I'm scared of that demon, man.
I know, but we can't be scared. God damn it. LeBron left and now we're scared of the Detroit Pistons.
I'm scared of Dwayne Casey. I'm scared of Dwayne Casey.
You can't be scared of Dwayne Casey. Buddy. We fired him. No. We threw him in the garbage.
But that's just it, man. The karma. It's just too much.
Well, then you got to really look at what you're saying. It's that the guy that replaced him, you're not that confident to beat the old guy. You know what I mean? The new guy's not going to beat the old guy. So then what did we get this new guy for when we had the old guy? We can't beat the old guy. You know what I'm saying?
I think we wouldn't be able to beat the old guy because of the universe. We could have LeBron James on our team. And
no, that's not true.
I'm just saying that's the world I'm in right now.
It's not true.
Is Nick Nurse a better coach? I don't know anymore.
You're right. Good.
Let's have this. I don't know what the hell's happening with this man.
Honest conversations here.
What the hell has happened to that guy?
I don't know. I don't know. I was never confident from the beginning. I never said. I don't know. For an offensive genius, well, those last 2 minutes of these games aren't very genius at all.
No. Okay. He's changing up the lineups. I like that.
But he has to. People are hurt. Like, it's not him doing anything.
Right.
It's this, the other cards you're dealt, which is, he's doing a great job. The team's amazing.
He moved Ibaka back to the five. I like that.
Okay. Like I said, anything that you can see from our TV that, like, we should do this. I'm not giving an NBA coach credit for something you can clearly see on TV.
But that's the thing.
Shit faced at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's.
But yeah, I'm drunk and I knew. I'm like, we got to get. No, this guy.
That's how bad Casey was, though. That's what I'm saying. He's like drunken idiots like us. We're like, why are you just not doing this?
But I just don't even. He didn't have Kawhi.
Okay.
That, you know, you don't have. Right? It should be end of sentence.
That's a big thing, for
but
sure.
But also, Siakam wasn't Siakam.
Sure. Yeah. No, it's fine.
And can we just take a quick aside to say that at the beginning of the season, we jokingly kept saying we're going to buy a Pascal Siakam jersey. That's not a goddamn joke anymore.
Dude.
That guy's like the best player on our team.
He's so good that if Kawhi Leonard does unfortunately leave, I'm like, yo, we got Pascal Siakam right now. You know? Like,
know.
It's making that.
Buddy, and then you hope OG, like,
oh,
hopefully OG does takes that. Oh.
Feels good.
Man.
Feels good.
Dude, because I didn't even believe in, like, I knew Siakam was good, but then you just keep watching this guy, you're like, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it does not matter who's on him.
He's just a natural athletic person, you know?
And that was your boy, Nicky Nurse, drew up a nice play to win. What did he do?
What?
Give the ball to Siakam. Siakam fucking drive.
Hey.
That's the play.
Listen.
Ended up committing an offensive foul.
I don't know.
And then we went to overtime.
As always, it comes down to the playoffs, right?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he's just fucking around.
Maybe
he wants that. Maybe he's like, I don't want people to know what I'm going to do the last 2 minutes.
Like, I see, the Pistons winning in four, and it's like...
That's hilarious.
Andre Drummond bombs a three somehow, you know?
We get swept by the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, and they're just, and then Blake Griffin's like, we just pounded the rock, and it couldn't have been a better strategy.
Yeah, that's all we needed to do.
Yeah,
don't know why they fired this man. Thank you though.
Yeah, no, exactly. Everything you said made sense, and
we bought in.
Yeah,
here we are.
Yeah, Brooklyn's awesome. I think they're really, really good, but in the stars, Detroit terrifies me.
Right,
I'm just saying. Hey, listen. I look at my horoscope every day.
It sounds like it, Barry.
I'm that guy. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right? I don't know what's in retrograde right now. Something's in retrograde.
Always something's in
retrograde.
I don't even
know what that means, to be honest.
No.
But I still read my horoscope every day and kind of think, yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
And just based on, you know, astrology and karma, I don't want to see Dwayne Casey in the first round. That's all.
I mean, buddy, you're... Believe in what you got to believe in. I'm not scared of the goddamn Detroit. If we, it can't be that. It just cannot be.
Hey.
We can't confidently say we're going to the finals, but also at the same time.
Listen, I think as a Raptor fan, you totally can.
The goddamn, no, I don't. I can't.
All right.
There's no one on this. No one, it's not the same team. Like, there's no one, you know what I mean? How can.
Yeah, no, I agree.
All the curses are on Norm's back. Norm's carrying the curses for...
He's looked good.
I know.
Lately. I feel like the whole GoDaddy curse was shipped... Man, have you seen the...
They all went to Jeremy Lin's jump shot.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Let's Jeremy Lin sign him next year and give him a GoDaddy contract just to be the sacrificial lamb. That's a good idea. But have you seen the latest commercials that are updated with...
Oh, yeah.
CJ in Memphis?
It's you can get the exact same thing in Memphis. We just took the logo off.
Yeah.
Buddy, it's red still. What do you... Yeah. Your team's not red?
Yeah. And I like that it's just like, I get it, but it's just like this funny voice overdub. And he's like, it's like, you can get them anywhere. It's like, even in Memphis.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like, nice.
Even in Memphis.
No one's going to know.
Yeah.
Plan B. Speaking of which, nice to see JV thrive over in.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
Buddy, a big, big proponent of, if you're not on my team.
You don't give a shit.
Who gives a shit?
Okay.
But yeah, it is nice for the big, big guy.
No,
but then I can't just deal with the internet, man. Why? You know what I mean? People are losing it. We should have kept. Let's trade for JV back. And you're like, what the fuck?
No, I think he's in the right fit for him now. Marc Gasol is amazing. Big fan of Marc Gasol.
Yeah, they got bombs. JV gets to play. We don't have bombs over here.
No.
Take two, thing four.
The BioSteel Center
is no more.
Is no more. It's the OVO Athletic Facility. Is that the
center.
Official center?
Well, we have Athletic Center, buddy.
Okay, from the outsider looking in, looks pretty dope. This seems like a good idea. You're more in tune with the hip-hop world in 2019. Is this a good...
Yeah, I don't even think it has nothing to do with hip-hop. It's just like Drake's going to slap branding on it.
Right. But he's still legit, obviously.
Yeah, he's still Drake, man.
He's still Drake. Just
killing it.
He's suing a Vancouver casino, by the way.
Because he can.
Because he can, yeah. I like that.
Fuck,
I like that a lot.
Don't disrespect me. I'm Drake.
He's on tour right now, and Masai Ujiri went to the UK to present him with a key.
Popped up in Manchester.
Come on.
I know. It's great.
Do you think that kind of stuff still influences players?
Yeah.
It's a great move, then.
100% it still does, dude.
By the way, what the hell happened to BioSteel?
I never even knew. Was that a drink?
Yeah, it was like a Gatorade.
Yeah, well, fucking get out of here,
pink.
Buddy. Mercury's in Gatorade, bro. What are you...
They had Andrew Wiggins and I want to say Connor McDavid as their...
You tie your wagon to Andrew Wiggins, you're not going to last.
Okay, let's just real quick go to their website.
BioSteel?
Yeah, still going. The website is anyway. And there's free shipping on orders over $100.
There
they
you
got
go.
A picture of Andrew Wiggins drinking the pink. So it still happens.
That's what you want with your energy drink, eh? Picture of Andrew Wiggins.
Buddy, here's where we find sponsorship. BioSteel.
Yeah, I fucking love BioSteel. If you sponsor this podcast, I'll buy an Andrew Wiggins jersey.
Team BioSteel, made up of Connor McDavid.
There it is.
Eugenie Bouchard.
All right.
Andrew Wiggins. Wayne Gretzky, get the fuck out of here.
He's still putting up points, eh, Wayne?
Brooke Henderson, do you know who that is?
No.
Female golfer.
Sick.
Would have been amazing if you did. Tyler Seguin. Ezekiel Elliott, come on now. They got Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
It's good, buddy.
Dennis.
Get that BioSteel up at the Buffalo Bisons.
Shapovalova, or the guy, you know, the tennis player.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, they got a lot of people here on Team BioSteel. I think the next natural fit would be Talking Raptors, so we'll have to hit them up. Oh, it's nice to see they're still going. I have seen it in the store once. I've never tried it.
No, I'm not. I don't even want, like, I won't. Drink Powerade either.
Really?
Oh, Gatorade only. What are we doing here?
Well, I'm going to try BioSteel next time I see it. Yeah, I'll let you know.
If you can find it in stores.
If you can find it, yeah. Well, if anyone...
You got to tweet at Andrew Wiggins and send you a case.
If anyone has ever had BioSteel, let us know.
Yeah, hit us up. How,
on Twitter.
What's BioSteel like?
Curious to know. But everything else is good in Drake's world right now, right?
Seems so. He's on tour with Tory Lanez.
Okay.
Making Canada proud.
He nixed out the Michael Jackson tracks.
Took that out.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
You gotta do that, I guess.
You haven't seen that.
No.
Yet, buddy.
No, but I know. Yeah, okay. It's, we've all known for years that Michael's terrible.
That's the thing, is like we all know, but then you watch this thing and it's like I can't listen to his music anymore. Like it
fucked it up, right?
Yeah. It's not good.
Oh man.
Yeah, buddy. It's permanent. It's like a wow. Wow. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I figured Michael's fucked.
So that's, you know, I mean, as long as Drake doesn't go down that path, I think it's a great move.
Good to, let's keep an eye on if you hear any Michael songs at any ball games.
Yeah, I honestly can't imagine anybody playing a Michael Jackson song, having seen that, like right. Any radio station, anything.
Right.
If you saw this shit, you'd be like, how could you?
It's over.
It's crazy, man. It's legit insane. But our global ambassador has not done anything like that, which is very good.
No.
Which is makes, you know, the athletic facility being...
I bet. How mad is Drake that he paid royalties on that to get that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. To sample that shit.
Yeah. And you didn't even... Ooh. You never liked that song.
No, never liked that song.
I thought it was great. Because I was yo, he's got the king of pop.
No. I don't like anything you do when people are dead and then you take their fucking voice and do anything with it. It's insane to me.
You didn't like the Tupac hologram?
No. Leave the ghosts alone, man. This shit is crazy.
That's fair. And once again, shout out to Tim Leiwicki for like completely saving this city's sports, everything.
Yeah, man.
Every goddamn thing. The Raptors, TFC, and the Leafs, too. Did everything. He just came, fixed everything, and then fucked off.
Yeah, he came in, saw everyone that was shit, fired them all, and put guys that he's like, oh, you're good. You can do this. And then he's like, okay, guys, thank
Peace.
You.
Yeah, see you later, man. That guy's
fixed it. Goodbye. Thank you for the money.
Straight up, G.
It is fucking cold in this country. I'm not coming back.
Think fast, think five.
So while, again, we haven't done a podcast in so long, while we were away, the DeMar DeRozan game happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then during that game,
that's some universe shit for you there, buddy. Just him getting stripped.
The Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi and Kyle.
And Kyle Lowry. And your boy.
That's your basketball fucking stars right there.
There it is.
Yeah, but you can't go both ways. DeMar was more important than Dwayne Casey, and the stars aligned for us in that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So you know what I mean?
Okay, right.
Like, I think this because we made the right basketball move, I think the karma is on our side.
Okay.
Even though it doesn't appear that way with Detroit.
Mm-hmm. But he did get 3 regular season wins.
Yeah, fucking, that's what he does, man. Mr. Regular Season over there. Mr. Regular Season's pops.
But so, yeah, so during that, when DeRozan made his return, I tweeted something like,
he's the first to
retire. He should be the first jersey retired. Like, yeah. End of debate. I think it's over, you know? Yeah. And some people were like, no, Kyle Lowry should go up there. And then a couple people were like, Vince Carter should go up there. And I just can't wrap my head around why anyone would think Vince Carter's jersey should be retired.
I mean, I know why they think it.
But like before, DeRozan or Lowry to me is crazy. Just because the way he fucked off.
Yeah.
And everything. And then another person, I believe it was Booyu Hore, whose name, what's her
Iman.
Name? Iman. She tweeted that maybe we should retire Chris Bosh's number.
No, madness.
And that's insanity to me. Because Bosh and Vince, first of all, will not go into the Hall of Fame, I wouldn't think, as
a Raptor.
Raptors, you know? So why are we...
What is Vince going as? A net?
I don't know, man.
It's like it would only be Raptors or Nets, right?
Yeah. I think he should go in as an Orlando Magic. That's where he's from, right? And he was there for a season or two, I think.
Yeah, go on.
Maybe just wears an NBA headband. That's like, you know, like Roy Halladay's going in as not a Blue Jay.
You belong to the league, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's not going to retire for 10 years anyway, Vince Carter. So
no, Vince Carter's going to retire in the Raptors jersey. I see the play. I see what's going on here.
You think that? So do you think?
100%. And that's the backup plan if Kawhi leaves. You're like, look, fans.
Here's Vince Carter.
Here's this fucking idiot again. Remember you loved him as a kid?
Yeah, here's the guy that bailed on you, quit on the team. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, we'll re-sign Kawhi in 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, he'll come back too.
Yeah.
Once global warming, you know, climate change fucks everything up and... Yeah. We don't have winters anymore. Kawhi's coming back.
California falls off the map.
Yeah, exactly.
It's perfect timing.
Yeah, man. When Kawhi's house is enveloped by the ocean, he'll be back.
Would you want Vince Carter back next year?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I'm cool with that.
He's still pretty good, man. That's the crazy
thing.
But
he come
thing,
hit
dude.
Some threes.
He still gets like 15 points
these kids,
a game.
Let it be cool. You're going to go back inside nightclubs, close all the places that were popping. You're like, what the fuck happened? He's to still Richmond good. Street. This is nothing like I remember at all.
No shit.
Where is Tonic Nightclub?
He's wearing his and ones.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Or his Shocks. It's like, oh,
he brought back the Shocks this year. He's wearing Shocks this
no.
year. Yeah, dude. I swear to God, he brought
That's
the Shocks
hilarious.
Back.
That's hilarious. Wow. Well, guy's an OG.
Yeah. My mom wouldn't buy me Shocks, I remember.
How come?
She's like, there's... You want fucking shoes with springs on them? What are you go to school, idiot. What do you want? What are you jumping for? Read a book, you retard.
Like, your mom's wise.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't work out good.
Well, here we are.
You should have bought me the Shocks, Mom. Yeah.
It'd be cool to bring him back for his final year.
Yeah, well, man.
Why not?
Go do your like victory tour and
yeah,
be
what
happy
are we doing here? Bring back the throwback jerseys. Nice time.
Yeah, exactly what's going to happen.
Okay.
Back and that's the city edition of the Nike jersey.
Oh, that's good.
It's
yeah.
the old school Raptors jersey. Hey. Speaking of jerseys, though, did you see the new Oklahoma City Thunder patch?
No,
buddy. I didn't look it up. It just is it's a yellow square with a red heart, and it says "Loves" on it. It is the most you want to talk about insane patches?
Really?
Buddy, you got to look it up. It's fucking crazy.
It's their advertising patch?
Yeah. We're like, it's their Sun Life, but whatever Loves is.
Right. Okay, hold on.
I feel like it's like a hardware store or some shit, but it is.
Okay, hold on. Let me look it up.
It's
here.
Crazy. That's got to be the worst patch in the league. Like, I'm going Bumble. Like, yeah, I'd rather have Bumble than whatever the hell that is.
It says here on through the Washington Post, the team says the patch with the logo of Loves Travel Stops. Okay. And country stores, Loves Travel Stops, and country stores. Let me see if I can get a picture of this. What the hell is Loves? You know what? Loves Travel Stops is obviously doing pretty well. If they can afford to
sponsor, yeah.
Check out that's crazy.
Yeah, like ruined the whole jersey.
Oh, God. Wow.
Yeah, so...
First of all, how do you even have a company that's your logo?
I know.
You know?
Like, yeah, I know.